We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome everybody into another edition of the PHNX Suns podcast. If you're listening on the podcast, you have absolutely no idea
what
we've
now?
Just dealt with in the last 5 minutes. But now, if you're watching a video, you've just been seeing us talking with no audio. But welcome into the PHNX Suns podcast, brought to you by our friends at DraftKings, DraftKings Sportsbook app, the number one sportsbook app in America. If you bet $1 on any NFL or college football game using the code PHNX when you sign up, you can get $200 in free bets. So, it is just that
so easy. I can't bet on the Toronto Argonauts?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if CFL counts. We'll ask our friends at DraftKings if the CFL betting counts. That was the voice of Saul Bookman, my co-host. Gerald Bourget, our lead beat writer at PHNX Suns, is here as well. The Emmy Award-winning Lindsay Smith. That is written in her contract now, that we have to say the Emmy Award-winning Lindsay Smith.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
We got to give you your props. None of the rest of us are Emmy Award-winning, at least that I'm aware of. So
I was nominated.
Hey,
but I didn't win.
That's still something, though.
It's nice to
it's
be
hard to get nominated.
Yeah.
This one certainly won't be nominated for any awards.
No, definitely not for technical ability.
Technical. flopping on the floor by our producer, maybe, but other than that.
Pretty good low crawl technique there, Shane.
No, it wasn't.
The commitment was real, though.
It was
impressive.
He also looked like his hair was on fire, literally.
There's a mic not plugged in. Gerald, how are you today?
I'm better than Shane, man.
It was your mic.
He was putting in such effort. I know, that's why I feel bad. But I'm good otherwise.
Well,
I'm doing
that's
great.
Good. Our tip topic of the show, we start off every show with this, is I want to know from you and from the listeners in the comments, would you rather have your own magazine cover, video game cover, or poster?
Okay, I'm going to throw a curveball in here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I want a billboard because, okay, listen, it's not because I'm being like extra, okay? It's just I grew up in Sierra Vista, which had like maybe one billboard in the entire town like when I was growing up. So the first time I actually got to see billboards was when I went on vacation to California, and I thought they were the coolest thing ever. And since then, I've always wanted a billboard.
What did that one billboard say on it?
I don't know. Probably a lawyer or something. Who knows?
It's probably advertising that one, the only strip club they have down there.
I don't even know if it still exists anymore.
I don't know. There's like a creepy ice cream truck on the outside of it.
What?
It's like really shady.
It was like Dawn Till Dusk.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And it's like red and black. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's real creepy.
It is.
Coming up on PHNX, gophnx.com, Saul gives you a tour of the seediest strip clubs in Arizona.
She knew the name. Don't say it's just me.
There's like,
that's
it's
a deep
small.
Cut right there.
There's only so many things to do for nightlife down there. Give other people from Sierra Vista a break.
Yeah.
I think, does the sign to Sierra Vista when you drive in say home of the Emmy Award winning Lindsay Smith?
No, there's one person who has more claim to fame than I do from Sierra Vista.
What? Who's that?
Brandy something. I can't remember her last name. She's older than I am, so like I didn't know her growing up, but she it has like a cooking show or something. Oh. She's super popular.
Wow.
I'll have to see if I can remember her name, but I'm pretty sure it's Brandy something.
So Lindsay Smith, most popular in this room, second most popular in Sierra Vista. All right, so magazine, billboard, video game cover, or poster. What would you guys want?
I would go magazine cover. I feel like those just last forever, especially if you're on the cover of like Slam or Sports Illustrated. Like that's going to Like, you could get a poster of that if you wanted one. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with that. And video game, like, you're going to get hurt if you're on a video game cover. Like, it's inevitable. So I'd rather avoid the injury.
I love that Gerald basically double-dipped. He's like, I'll get a magazine cover because it will be a poster, damn it.
I mean, but the thing is, too, with magazine covers, like, Gerald's right. Like, it's basically poster-esque because they never, short the photo shoots for magazine covers. It's mm-hmm. always above and beyond.
This is true. You know, this is a tough one. Honestly, I mean, to be on the cover of, like, a 2K game would be pretty sweet. So I would probably go that way.
Well, look, if Lindsay's just going to go off the board, then I'm going to say I want a rapper to name drop me, all right? Because it's the least it's the least expected thing for me to have happened.
If we're just going off the rails, I just, you know, I want my LeBron-style building side painted.
I want a full-length action movie.
Technically, that's a billboard, so you have to save as Lindsay. No, I
building wrapped with my image on it. Just my face.
Just Saul's face. I actually think I agree with Gerald. I think I would go magazine cover because, and this may just be a generational thing, but the being on the cover of Sports Illustrated at one time was like the greatest honor you could have as an athlete. Mm-hmm. And I remember Fast Break magazine back in the day that covered the Suns, that I still remember some of those iconic photos. Elliot Socks Perry in a bathtub full of socks, like random crap. So I think I'd want a magazine cover. You can weigh in the chat and on social media. You can post in the chat or tweet us at @PHNX_Suns. Tell us what you'd rather have.
OJ was on the magazine cover. Sorry.
I mean, it is history.
Speaking of a terrible...
It does live forever.
It does.
So... I couldn't help myself.
I don't even. In the most awkward transition in the history of podcasting,
speaking of
you know who
game.
Else is on a magazine cover right now? Devin Booker.
Yeah, buddy.
He's on the cover of Kicks.
Slam.
Slam Kicks. Mm-hmm. It throws me off because the magazine's cover says Kicks in giant letters across it. I want to call it Kicks, but it is Slam. Nostalgia with Devin Booker. A pretty cool photo spread in the magazine. It does not surprise me that Devin Booker is on a magazine involving shoes. The guy gets that, gets nostalgia culture. I mean, just look at what he wore to the finals, what he wore at the Olympics. The man understands how to reach the people.
He does. And this article is really cool. Like, it starts off a little bit odd. It starts off a little odd. But I will say, once you get into like the meat and potatoes of the article, it kind of talks about how Devin has embraced learning more about the items that he's wearing and or driving. Because it talks about his cars in here, too. Like who kind of started that love for this and which rims fit with which cars, but what part of the country you have to go to honor the traditions of kind of how it began. And same with the shoes. It was a cool article once you get past the weird little intro part. And it's not weird. It's just very vibey.
Yeah. You know, Devin just has style anyway. He has swag. You know, he's just got it all. That's the reason why he's also featured on the cover. Because PJ Tucker has probably got the most elite shoe game in the entire NBA. And he's not on the cover right now. So it's because of the way Devin Booker is, who he is. And honestly, like, I think people learned a lot more about Devin Booker, especially during this playoff run, when they see the Impala or they see whatever's coming down the street and they're like, they just think, oh, you know, that's a very like ethnic or a Mexican heritage type of deal right there, the way you're trying to vibe. And then they find out he is Hispanic and he does have that in his background. So I don't know how much Devin Booker learned since coming to the Valley about his heritage, but I'm going to assume he learned quite a bit because I don't see a lot of that being represented in the South or even in Michigan for that matter. So I assume that that's also what led to this.
Yeah, and it's really cool to see him, you know, be able to connect with the Hispanic community here because that's a large portion of the Suns fan base. And we saw it when the Suns played in Mexico a few years back, how meaningful that was for him. So like Saul was saying, it is pretty cool because he's just such a trendsetter. And like he's been that way for a while. Like Devin Booker just exudes style. But like this Slam cover, especially coming off the finals run, like – that's a superstar like photo shoot right there. And it's really cool.
You know what's so cool about all this is that every team here in the Valley, except for the Cardinals, like the Cardinals still try to represent on a day or during the year at some point, like some type of Hispanic heritage vibe. But every other team has had like a Los D-backs or Los Suns uniform, right? And while that tracks to a degree, it takes somebody like this to really vibe with and understand it for like an entire community to be like, yes, I'm on board with that. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just put it on a billboard or a magazine, right?
Right.
It has to be authentic. Yeah. And I think what Devin Booker's doing is you're seeing a transition of him understanding where he's coming from, where his heritage resides from, and learning more about it and really wanting to buy into all of it, you know?
Yeah, it's authentic.
Yeah, and it was really cool. I did get to talk to Devin about this last year, which Hispanic Heritage Month tips off this Wednesday. Yeah, hey. And when we did get to talk to him about it, it was during Hispanic Heritage Month last year. And the one thing that I can see from Devin and just being able to have that close proximity to him for a while is he didn't really know a lot about his heritage when he first came to the Suns. And then he got here, he was embraced by the Valley. He started to see more people who had the same heritage as him, and he really wanted to learn about it. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool to see how he went from like, this is who I am, but I don't know a whole lot about why I am like this, to like fully embracing it and learning so much more. And just like bringing that cultural representation to life at a larger scale. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's the biggest thing, is representation matters so much. And I love that he's embracing who he is, where he comes from, and his family's heritage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that he used the biggest stage that he was going to be on to embrace it as well, because he knew the cameras would be on him during that playoff run, and in particular, the finals run, and coming in the Impala, embracing it, showing it, was really cool. And like I was saying, there's an authenticity to what he's doing, which I think is kind of what you were getting at, Saul, that it's not a marketing spin. This is him embracing who he is and showcasing that. Really cool to see him on the cover. To your point, PJ Tucker does have more shoes. He had a second locker back in the day just for his shoes and a weird Ted stuffed animal, but never understood why that was in there. There's a talking Ted doll in his locker with his shoes. I never understood why, really didn't want to ask either. But Devin Booker has the cool vibe about him with it, and very cool to see him get some additional due. I think I've said cool far too many times in this segment as well. So cool. Let's move on. Cool. Diana Taurasi, speaking of somebody cool, no, not a DraftKings read. Yes. We're just going to talk about Diana Taurasi. The WNBA, as part of their 25th anniversary celebration, is trying to figure out who the greatest of all time is. And Diana Taurasi is one of those people up for the WNBA GOAT vote, I believe, is what they're calling it. Where do you guys land on Diana Taurasi's career? Is she the best in WNBA history? And what do you think about her legacy, not only in this town, but in women's sports overall?
I mean, there's not many people that I fanboy over. Mm-hmm. I am a DT stan for sure. Like, the first time I met her a couple years ago at Media Day, like, I don't think I've ever been so nervous before in my life.
Same.
I don't know what it is about her. She just has this presence that, and she comes in and she makes you feel like you're homies. Like, she's just one of a kind. And then you throw on how awesome she is at just ball. Like, she's just one of the greats. I think she's the greatest of all time, not only because she played for the Mercury, but she's a three-time WNBA champion. She won it in college. Like, she's just the best, period.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm going to do a game real quick. I'm going to rattle off her resume and see if I can do it in one breath, because it's insane.
All right.
All right. 5 gold medals, all-time WNBA leading scorer, 3-time WNBA champ, 2-time WNBA Finals MVP, WNBA MVP, 10-time All-Star, 10-time All-WNBA First Team, 4-time All-WNBA Second Team, Rookie of the Year, 5-time scoring champ, 1-time assist leader, 6-time EuroLeague champ, 7-time Russian National League champ, 3-time Russian Player of the Year, Turkish League champ, 3-time NCAA champ, and 2-time NCAA Most Outstanding Player. I couldn't even do it in a single breath, and I left some stuff off.
You sound like me reading the DraftKings read and the eligibility stuff at the end right there.
But I mean, that resume is so impressive.
It's nuts.
Like, it's so impressive. And to your point, she's one of a kind as both a basketball player and as a human being. But you're right. I get every time I got around Diana Taurasi, I'm like, I'm sweating. I'm nervous. I don't want to say something dumb. Because she's just so cool. Yeah. Like, I'll be honest, though, on this list of the vote for the GOAT, there's some really amazing women and ball players on here. Hmm. But
the GOAT is the GOAT.
It's always going to be DT.
Yeah. I was the same way when I got the opportunity to be around DT. There's two people, Barkley and Taurasi, that I got like that. And they both have the same kind of personality where they make you feel cool when you're around them. Like, they just make they angst that you have, and it just kind of melts away. I'm going to go a step further. I don't think she's just the greatest WNBA player of all time. I think she is the greatest Arizona athlete of all time. And I take a lot of crap when I share this position, but there is nobody who has been here with the longevity, dominating in their sport, and not just dominating in individual statistics, but winning on a team standpoint as well. People will throw Larry Fitzgerald at me. I think it's 1A, Diana, 1B, Larry. But I think the winning with the Mercury and the dominance that this team has had over multiple decades, and she's done it with multiple different teammates, give me Diana Taurasi as the best athlete in Arizona, not just the greatest WNBA player.
One of the things that separates that argument from Larry Fitzgerald and DT is that Larry Fitzgerald is one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. And sure, there could be an argument that he's one of the greatest players of all time, but you probably aren't going to say that he's the greatest player of all time. Right. That's probably going to be Tom Brady 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
When you're talking about Diana Taurasi, you're not talking about just one of the greatest guards of all time. You're talking about one of the greatest players of all time. There's a major difference there. And that's what I think separates DT from Larry Fitzgerald and what ultimately makes her, I would agree, the greatest Arizona athlete of all time.
Cultural impact, too. How many young women grew up looking up to Diana Taurasi, or young girls like my 4-year-old daughter at home who looked at Diana Taurasi and think, wow. I mean, it hit me hard when my daughter saw the WNBA in 2K last year, and I was playing as the Mercury, and she saw Taurasi, and she said, wow, girls can play like this too? Like, that's the impact. There's a cultural impact Diana has had
Then you told her she wouldn't grow above 4 feet.
Well, I said, look, you have my genetics, so you probably should get used to talking on a mic, is what I told her. And then we podcasted.
Like, then you broke it down to her, like, baby, let me tell you something about me, okay?
I said, I am the tallest member of our family, and you're not playing any sports professionally.
Oh, no.
You'll be lucky if you play it past middle school, is the discussion.
Poor baby. So. I mean, I'm with you. I feel you. And I think one of the things about Diana, too, is that you could put her in the top basketball player of all time. Like, how many men's basketball players come out and say Diana Taurasi is the GOAT? Diana Taurasi is one of the greatest basketball players of all time, period. Not women's basketball players of all time.
There's only a handful of basketball players in the world that even have the resume that Diana Taurasi has.
Exactly.
And a lot of them, you know, they have shortcomings, like they didn't go to college, so they didn't do it at that level, you know. So there's things that everybody has a gap on. But, yeah, I mean, DT's the GOAT.
Yeah, she's dominated in every facet. I mean, and then you look at what her and the women's national team were able to do, too, and it's crazy. What is it, 5 gold medals?
Gold medals for DT.
That's 20 years. that she's been involved in, 21, because they moved the last Olympic back a year. 21 years that she's been involved in national dominance too. Like, it's crazy to me how well she plays and has been able to dominate her sport. And I do love that the men give the nod to her as well. And one thing that I think will set her apart even further is if she chooses, I think she's going to dominate the broadcast mm-hmm. booth after. Yeah. And not mm-hmm. just women's. She's my vote to replace Charles Barkley on Inside the NBA when he retires.
I mean, selfishly, locally, I'd love to see her on a local broadcast, like to be real.
Like PHNX, yeah.
She can replace Gerald.
She can have my spot. I will gladly give up a rotation spot for
DC. I mean, a broadcast where you can hear her breaking down things. You know, EJ does a fantastic job. Honestly, come on, sons. You should just put DT and EJ on each side of Kevin Ray and make it happen.
Kevin wouldn't get a word out.
Exactly, he wouldn't.
Kevin would be like, it's all
right. Right? He'd probably feel the same way. He'd be like, the mic, for the sure. floor is yours.
The shit talk on that broadcast.
Oh, I know.
I'd want the unfiltered edition. Oh, put that online and let EJ and DT talk smack.
I was
the
just going
to
say, there's going to have to be a longer delay on whatever show DT's on. Or you're just going to have to be willing to like pay the fines for however many F-bombs
get dropped. Maybe we could just get DT in here and have a game right here, and we just have an Instagram Live of you watching DT watch the Suns or the Mercury.
I don't see so that fun. Happening, but we can so dream. Awesome.
We'll dream.
We can dream.
We should just make these Mercury Mondays.
Mercury Mondays. I'm down for that. Yeah. I don't know if DT is going to do broadcasting, though, because every conversation I've had with her, she's like, yeah, I know, broadcasting. I want to own a team. And I love that that's her goals. I'm literally like, Robert, give her the team.
Yeah, please.
Just hand it over. Like, I think she's earned it at this point. Like, just give her that team because she deserves it. And I love that that's her goal is to like, broadcasting would be great and she would be fantastic at it.
But that's why she has to go into broadcasting. Because let's be real. Salaries in the WNBA are nowhere near where they should be, right?
Yeah,
and so lucratively, she probably doesn't have the kind of revenue to be able to pull that off.
Yeah.
So she would either need help or she has to go into the broadcast industry because she could probably make more coin that way.
Oh, she could make a lot of scratch.
Own her own team. So anyway, real quick, the voting for the GOAT is now through September 19th. So we got to make sure we're all out there voting for DT.
One more week.
Yep. And tweets count in this one. You can vote at WNBA.com, but you don't have to just vote there. You can vote there and on Twitter. So make sure we're doing that.
And one thing that I always forget, but without Diana Taurasi, there's no goat crapping in Ryan McDonough's office because those goats were there because of Diana Taurasi. They had goats because she was, I think she was becoming the all-time leader in it.
I thought you
statistic.
Were trying to be funny. I was
no, it's literally.
DT went in there and dropped a
No,
deuce,
they literally had goats in the arena because of her, and that's why Robert
so
brought the goats up.
So that doesn't make it so bad then.
No, well,
no,
it makes
seem as bad at
it,
all.
No, it's funny. I mean, it's funny regardless.
It is funny, yeah.
There's a goat crapping in a gym. I think that should be a T-shirt. On the site, it should be that goat because it's what brought about change here. Again, no natural transition here. It's National Bald Day. Did you guys know that? I don't know. There's no easy transition
that.
Between that. So we're just going to dive into it. National Bald Day. None of us. Well, Saul might be under the hat. I don't know, but none of us are bald. Okay, Saul's not bald.
Confirmed.
None of us are bald here. But we did want to figure out who was the best bald son of all time. Who rocked that shiny dome the best? Lindy, who was your pick for best bald son?
So. I feel like I shouldn't have gone first because we already know who that title should go to. But because I wanted to be a little different, I'm going to give it to PJ Tucker. And I also am questioning, like, I'm a woman. I'm probably not going to be bald, hopefully, in my life.
You did say you wanted to rock the wigs.
I do. But I still want to keep this underneath.
Okay.
So knock on wood, I won't be bald. But, you know, like, PJ does have a hairline and he has some hair, but he keeps it really, really short. Does that count?
Sure.
Yeah, I think we could count
that. We'll count it.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Well, I mean, you can see the whole shape of his head, so I feel like that's like the biggest decider of if you look good bald or not, do you have a weird shaped head or not.
Yeah.
EJ does it. He can rock it really well.
Josh in the chat says Xavier McDaniel. I think that's a good one, the X-Man.
Mm-hmm. I like Bo Outlaw.
Ooh, a little Bo Outlaw. That's
yeah,
not a bad
Bo Outlaw.
Call.
Okay. Yeah, I like Bo Outlaw. He's got a shiny dome right there.
Another deep cut from Saul today.
There you go.
I mean, I went with the basic answer, Charles Barkley. As soon as you sent that, I was wondering if it was a trick question or not.
That's... yeah, I was trying to trick you on bald men. That's where I wanted to fool you.
Yeah, I can't go with anybody other than Charles Barkley. Like, Charles Barkley might just be my favorite son ever in general. So the bald thing, I don't even need that disclaimer. I'll just say Charles Barkley.
I would agree that Charles is the best, but there is the most iconic bald photo in Suns history is Charles Barkley with his arm around Kevin Johnson, and they had forced Kevin Johnson to shave his head bald at a training camp. And that is easily my favorite Suns memory involving bald people. So you can look at that. Marcin Gortat, I want to give a shout out to, because when he was in Orlando, he didn't shave his head, and it was just an awful look. And then he shaved his head, and that and the fact that he would say anything made him one of my favorite Suns. So.
He was unfiltered.
We've got two comments for Pat Burke.
Ooh, Pat Burke. They actually made a Pat Burke hair growth in arena video that was a fan favorite back in the day.
How did it compare to Josh Childress's Watch My Fro Grow?
It was better than the Watch My Fro Grow, because it was like a really bad infomercial for basically a Miracle Grow for a human head. It was ridiculous. Again, no good transition, but if you want to make your bank account miraculously grow, DraftKings. Our friends at DraftKings, one of the best sports book in America, want to help you out. If you sign up for I love that I get you guys with that every time. DraftKings wants you to sign up. And if you use the code PHNX, when you sign up, you're going to get $200 in free bets when you bet $1 on any football game. I have not found CFL is included, but we'll say any football game.
Just making sure you got the key verbiage. That's all.
Key verbiage. Any football game, you bet $1, you can get $200 in free bets. Use that code PHNX. It is fast, easy, secure to both deposit and withdraw your money. I had a blast on that app this weekend. Like, it was not just yesterday. I found myself betting on the Mercury on Saturday. I found myself betting on ASU U of A football, the over and under on the Oregon State Hawaii game. Yeah, I got all into that DraftKings app this weekend.
Do you need to call the disclaimer?
No, I don't. I don't yet.
Speaking of which. Yeah, see that transition she just did?
Is it time for me to read the disclaimer?
Oh, yes, read it. Don't ruin it. See, you try to ruin it. No, yeah, just go.
Download that at DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code PHNX. Get that $200 free. 21 and over, Arizona only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. New customers only for free bet promotion. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. Eligibility restrictions apply. Max $50 wager for no-brainer offer. Yes, it says no-brainer offer in the copy. One per customer. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. You want to give us our PHNX?
Yeah, I got you. Okay. So just a reminder, if you guys are watching us on YouTube right now, you can also catch the audio version on all of your platforms that you use to listen to podcasts. Spotify, Apple Pod, you name it. Or you can continue watching us here on YouTube. That's totally cool too. And then we also want to remind you that today is the last day for free content on our website, which is gophnx.com. So if you've liked what you've seen so far, please consider becoming a member, because it really helps support us and our endeavors here at PHNX. And we really appreciate it. And also, if you become a member today, you're going to get a free t-shirt with your membership. And there's one for each team that we have a beat for. There's some really cool ones up there. So
yeah, that annual membership, you get that free t-shirt. Mm-hmm. If you want to go monthly, you can. 50 cents for that first month. And look, the show's free. You're going to be able to get our shows here. But if you want that sweet, sweet content that Gerald's writing, you're going to have to
sweet content.
What's wrong with it? It's that good.
Content, as if there was more content than just writing.
There's some pictures.
There
was video that Gerald did too, his Bourget breakdown. Yeah. Don't knock on my man Gerald's sweet, sweet content. Mm-hmm. If you want that for free, you either got to binge it all right now or sign up for at GoPHNX, become a member and get all of that content from all of our different beats.
Also,
we highly recommend it.
It goes down in the Discord. I've said that a million times. Mm-hmm. Like, Discord is crazy.
It is.
Like, it's constantly moving. There's so many people in there chatting, and you can only get into the Discord if you are a member. So make sure to remember that.
To borrow a Saul phrase, it's popping.
It is popping.
It's probably going to be even way more exciting when the season starts.
Oh, a million percent.
So if you're on the fence, like, before the season starts, you got to jump over. You just got to come hang out with us.
Maybe we should tease it for later in the week. Maybe on Wednesday we'll announce we have a pretty cool thing coming on October 5th specifically.
Well,
that we'll just tease.
Speaking of Wednesday, we got a pretty cool thing coming up on Wednesday too.
Wednesday we do. Yeah.
Cam Johnson's coming
Cam
on the
Johnson
show.
In the house, baby.
Cam Johnson coming on the show on Wednesday, so that'll be exciting. I know that everybody loves them some Camwell. Maybe we'll ask him what he likes for a nickname since we got him. We're going to make him play a game too because we have to. We're going to have some fun with Cam being here. You know, we were talking about making some money on that DraftKings app, a guy that's going to be making some money here real soon. Mm-hmm. And Suns fans hope sooner rather than later is Mikal Bridges. Gerald, you wrote a great piece on Mikal and what is likely going to happen with his contract. Can you give us some of those deets? And
those sweet, sweet deets.
Those sweet deets.
That sounds so wrong. Deet us, baby. Deet us, all right?
I got to retire 3 days in. No, so we talked about DeAndre Ayton and his potential contract extension on Friday. And with Ayton, you know, you're probably looking at a max or something close to it. Mikal Bridges is a more interesting case to me because he's not, you know, kind of the surefire max or close to it kind of guy. And he had a phenomenal season, you know, shot a career high percentage from three, was really good. And he is already one of the best defensive players in the NBA. Like, still a travesty he didn't make an all defensive team. I'm still upset about that. But you know, you look around the league and there is definitely a market for his skill set, and the Suns don't want him to get to restricted free agency next season because another year of growth like he showed this season, he's going to up the bag, like, for sure. Yeah. So my question to you guys is, looking around the league, what would you be comfortable with paying Mikal Bridges? And we should note, disclaimer, it's probably going to be a 4-year deal because if Ayton gets that 5-year max, they can't give Mikal Bridges 5. And they're not going to give Mikal a 5-year max anyway. So what would you be comfortable with, a 4-year deal for Mikal Bridges?
Honestly, I think the market's dictating it, and I think Mikal should fall somewhere between 20 to 23 per.
Okay.
So if I was feeling comfortable, I would be really happy if we got him for 480.
Okay. 480. That seems like that would be – so one guy that I compared him to that keeps getting brought up is OG Anunoby with the Toronto Raptors. Another elite defender, multi-positional guy, improved three-point shooter, very similar to Mikal. Last year, he got 4 years and $72 million. His agent should probably feel a little embarrassed that he didn't get him more, honestly. so it feels like $18 million compared to Anunoby is his absolute floor. I think he might get a little bit more than that. Espo, what are you thinking?
I was thinking 490. Mm-hmm. 4 years, $90 million. Mm-hmm. Again, like we talked about with DeAndre, I think you have to overpay based on potential. I understand that his performance in the playoffs offensively probably left something to be desired for the front office. But at this point, when you look at the potential of this roster, letting any piece go, again, you do not want to Joe Johnson this. Mm-hmm. And this guy is the guy that I really feel like it would come back and bite you because this is where you can haggle over a few million. Mm-hmm. With DeAndre, it's likely the max. I mean, it just depends. Is it the 4 or 5? Mm-hmm. Where's that going to land? But with Mikal, this is where, you know, $5 million over the life of a contract over 4 years, you know, could be the difference and could put a strain on a relationship. And it's just not worth it. Get the deal done. And pay that little extra if you have to.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I'll let Lindsay answer first.
No, but go ahead.
I don't agree in the whole thought process of pay a little extra for potential. I do feel like there's a sense of you do need to prove it. And I think there's some flaws in McHale's game that did become apparent last year during the NBA Finals and even the playoff run. There was some games you didn't even realize he was out there on the floor. Like, let's be real about that. Even though there was others where you're like, damn.
Definitely on the floor. Yeah.
Definitely on the floor. You know what I mean? So it's that inconsistency to a degree when we hit the playoffs that I'm like, ooh, do I really want to overpay for somebody like that? Because it could very well go the other way. You know, it just as easily could go the positive way.
And the irony is that's what everybody expected would happen with DeAndre Ayton, and that McHale would be the guy that secured the bag in that playoff run.
There were people talking about McHale getting the max before Ayton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, Lindsay's like, not my money.
Not my money, not my problem.
Because the money situation is so hard for me to like really grasp, like, because then we have to talk about Cam.
You know what I mean?
Like, there's so many pieces that it's just, my brain is not that analytical to be able to look at all the numbers for what we already have on our roster, what we are going to anticipate having. It's so hard for me to pinpoint like an exact number. But anywhere between 20 and 25 a year, I'm cool with.
Right.
And I agree, though, that you want to keep this group together. Yeah. I think the potential for this group to really grow into being one of those superstar teams, you add a couple pieces here and there, it's there. And I want to see that happen with this group of guys because we were there from day one, right? Yeah. Like, we saw Cam and DeAndre and Devin and Mikel and all these little youngins kind of, and they're growing up before our eyes. Like, I want to see them grow up and become like the superstar team together.
There are two things that would make me feel more comfortable about McHale. Number one, I would love to see him put on a little bit more size. Mm-hmm. I just feel like he got really bodied and out physicaled in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is his ability to be able to find how to create his own shot a little bit more. He relies a lot on the spot up and the slasher role, not really so much with the dribbling and doing it himself. And I think if you're going to pay somebody that kind of money, I feel like you should at least have that threat of the ability to do that. That's the two things that I feel like are the weakest parts of his game right now.
I don't even need him to create a shot. I need him to slash consistently. Mm-hmm. Because when that Suns offense is really going, it's because he's slashing the basket. He's doing those things. I mean, Sean Marion never really truly created his own shot. But he was so active on the offense that that's why it was so important. I want to see McHale get to that point. I'll get dragged for this comment. I've said it on Twitter before, but I actually think Cam Johnson has the greater potential.
I agree.
And than McHale.
I'm not but going I think that far.
I think McHale is more likely to reach his full potential than Cam is. That's my the difference.
I love it. See, I think you're absolutely right about that.
See, my thing is, I don't think we have to pit them against each other in that way. I think you can afford to pay up for McHale.
But you might if you're talking about that kind of salary.
Yeah, but that's not – I mean, will Robert Sarver be willing to go into the luxury tax to keep both? I don't know. But, like
– damn well better.
They went to the finals, so it's not our problem. Like, they're going to be able to go over the cap to sign these guys and to give them these extensions. The question is whether front office management is going to be willing to do that, because I do think I agree with you. He does need to be able to create a shot a little bit more. We did see some flashes of it with him putting the ball on the ground, attacking some like poor closeouts and pulling up from that mid range. My thing is, like, if he gets stronger, like Saul was saying, if he is a little bit better at getting to the free throw line, those are things that are going to help him reach this ceiling. Because he's talked about, you know, he's listed Kevin Durant, Brandon Roy, these guys that he watches in terms of their ability to put the ball on the floor, get to their spots at will in the mid-range. And that's something that he said he's really wanted to work on and expand. And we saw it a little bit last year. Not as much in the playoff run like you guys were talking about when it was a little bit more needed. But I do think if he gets better in that regard, I would be comfortable with paying him, you know, 94 million over four. I think I'd be okay with that.
Again, when we're talking about the playoffs last year, and this is the only thing that matters, right? We're trying to, you know, they're trying to win a championship, and that's the thing that matters. Mm-hmm. Just same thing I could say about DA is the same thing I'll say about McHale. I need to see more offensively on a more consistent basis in order for the Suns to take that extra jump without having to make some major superstar trade to bring in somebody of that level. Mm. And I think Mikal definitely has the potential to do that. So does DA. So does Cam. Mm. But if you pay Mikal a lot of money this year, you might be sacrificing Cam to do it. I understand, like, in a perfect world, we would all love to give Cam 480 or 490 as well, but that might not be the reality, and that's mm-hmm. something that they're going to have to cross. If they pay Mikal this year for that kind of salary, next year you're going to have to, you know, face that look that in the face, I should say.
And mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to pit those two guys against each other necessarily, but it's the same thinking that Saul has. I imagine there's a number they're willing to spend mm-hmm. on salary overall, and there's only so many slices of that pie to go around. Mm. You can tell I'm hungry. But there's only so many slices of that pizza that you can hand out, and then you have none left. So if you're going to that $94 million over for Mikal, what does that mean for Cam? How does this all work out? It's the part of basketball that isn't fun, like, because
right.
it's
haggling it, over how good someone is.
And well, and it's a way that egos get bruised, mm-hmm. which then make it a problem in the locker room eventually, because mm-hmm. just not to harp on Sean Marion necessarily, but it's just a name that's in mind. He became disgruntled within a locker room of a very good team because of those numbers, because of how negotiations played out, because of those things. And that's what I think could derail the future of this team, is how does all this play out? What does it mean for them? How does it change the chemistry in a locker room when these guys start getting paid?
Right. And I will say one thing that hurts over this summer is you look around the league, Terry Rozier got a 4-year, $97 million extension. Not that they're remotely similar players, but Mikal's people are going to look at that and say, like, okay, like, maybe Terry Rozier put up a lot more points, but any player that's getting a 4-year extension, which is what Mikal is going to get, they're going to gauge the market based on that kind of thing. And the Hornets giving Rozier a deal like that, Mikal's people are going to push for something. I think if maybe you give him a player option and you can take a little money off the top if you give him that flexibility for that fourth year. But I really do think a 4-year, $90 million deal is probably what we'll see.
You want Terry Rozier money? Go to Charlotte. Go get it. Ain't nobody wanting to live in Charlotte. Don't nobody want to play for the Hornets? Shit.
That should be that's a segment. We're just going to give Saul the shit, and he's just going to, his grievances he can air in there.
I'm not mad at that. I think that'd be a really fun segment, to be honest with you. Well, I am with you guys. Like, all of these points make a lot of sense, and I'm not the brain to figure out which one's the best option. If you did give Mikal 4 years, $90 million, do we know the numbers how that would affect maybe Cam?
I mean, the money would be tight, but, like, you can make it happen. You can still give Cam a lot of money. You're going to be paying a lot for the luxury tax, and I think that's the thing about this for me is, like, Cam, you need to prepare for Cam next year, but mm-hmm. we're not going to cross that bridge until next year. So if you watch this team grow, if Cam Johnson balls out or if Mikal Bridges balls out this year, you're going to feel much better about dipping into that. So either way, it's going to come down to what this team is able to accomplish this year when it comes to Cam.
If you had to bet, would you put your money on Ayton and Bridges getting their extensions done before the start of the season, which is the deadline to get a deal done, correct?
Yeah, the day before the regular season starts is the deadline. I would probably bet on them locking this down and getting this done.
I tend to feel the same, and if you want to bet on numerous different things.
There it is.
You can, look at that. You can with our friends over at DraftKings. I'd put my money on both of them getting done and a max for DeAndre, and that probably in that 90-95 range for Mikal. But if you want to put some money down, it's legal here in Arizona now, and our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one sportsbook in America, are here to help. If you deposit $5, put a $1 bet down, you're going to get $200 in free bets if you bet on any football game this weekend. Use that code PHNX, get those free bets. Have some fun while you're watching the game. Speaking of having some fun,
Can I break some news
real quick? You can break some news.
Report? Yeah, Shams just reported that the League of Governors is actually voting on whether or not officials can stop a game to look at out of bounds issues at the end of the game.
Oh, great. Which, just what we need. More.
Which, if you remember, in the finals when Pat Bev, or in the Western Conference finals when Pat Bev slapped the ball out of Campaign's hands, mm-hmm. everybody kind of lost their mind about that, because in real time it looks like Pat Bev slaps that ball out of bounds, which to me to this day, that is the case. And they're also discussing and going to vote on in future seasons having a midseason tournament per player prize of $1 million, should that come about.
I like the tournament. I do not want any more reviews from officials, because
that's
what I'm saying is that coaches would have to challenge.
Oh, they'd have to challenge the refs.
It's not an automatic thing anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it did slow down the games like crazy.
A lot.
Well, yeah. That Valley Oop game felt like it took like 6 hours in a final minute.
It really did, and it was such a stressful situation. Oh, yeah. I was there for that game, and I was like, dude, can you just let go? I need to know.
My favorite story about that was Vince Murata, the PA guy. Mm. There's a pause before he tells the crowd that the bucket counted.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because the ref was not done telling. He went back to the mic to say more.
Oh, God.
So everybody thought Vince Murata was being dramatic. And no, it was because the refs had more to say. Surprise, surprise. Well, let's have a little fun. We got a new game on the show, mm-hmm. which everything feels like it's new because this is episode 3. But we do have a new game. It is called Blank Space, baby. The premise is simple. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen that. That's amazing.
There we go.
Taylor Swift. By Taylor Swift.
That's fantastic.
Blank Space, baby. I'll write your name.
Is that a song?
That's a line.
I don't know. Is that a song?
Blank Space is a rock.
Blank Space.
I don't listen to Taylor Swift.
I'm going to walk off this.
Do it.
I am a Swiftie.
Do it.
And you guys don't know. I'm a Swiftie. Yeah. You guys didn't know that that was a Taylor Swift.
I knew that that was a Taylor Swift song.
Thank
but
you,
are you combining it with Vanilla Ice, like Ice Baby? Is that what we're doing here?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, what is the Taylor Swift song called?
Blank Space.
Blank Space.
Okay. I just
and the line
clarify.
Is, I got a blank space, baby, I'll write your name.
Oh,
that's the premise of it.
Oh, okay. I was thinking
I need new co-hosts. Can I get some new co-hosts? Anyways.
At least Gerald's got your back.
Gerald does.
Gerald's got your back.
And Gerald is rocking a BoJack Horseman shirt, so he's a man that gets me. Look, the premise of this game is simple. We're going to welcome the man behind the Mac, Shane Diefenbach, onto the program. He's going to read a sentence that has a blank space in it. Lindsay has to guess to see if she can come up with what one of the three of us actually fills in. It is a direct rip-off of the Match Game. That is what it is, but with a cooler name. So, Shane, do you have our first fill-in-the-blank?
Can I quick?
Yes, Lindsay.
Since it's 3-on-1, can I have the chat?
Sure, the chat can help Lindsay.
Okay. If you guys want to help me, I would appreciate it. So,
Shane,
some answers for me.
Shane. What is the first blank space that we need to fill?
All right, the first one is Drake is wet like book, but he'd be blank if he sang about DeAndre Ayton.
How do I know you guys are going to change your answers?
Nope,
I won't.
Okay.
Would you like me to write mine
down?
No,
I'm just making sure.
Okay.
Probably should.
Okay, say it one more time.
Drake is wet like book, but he'd be blank if he's saying about DeAndre Ayton.
How does this work? Do I go first?
You go first, then we'll.
What do you think? Do you have to guess what Espo would say and what I would say? And what Joe would
she's
say?
Gonna she's
trying
gonna give
to guess
her guess
what we're saying,
and we'll see how many of us she matches.
Okay. Oh boy,
we should put a time.
I don't think this is gonna work for any of you guys, but I'm gonna go dad strength, because that's a new thing that he's had this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It was.
And Drake has a kid. And maybe one day it'll be like a thing where, like, Drake's like, look at my child. I love him so much.
Wow, that was way
the same
off.
Way that DeAndre loves his.
I would have said childlike.
Oh, man.
In a good way. I love DeAndre Ayton's childlike wonder about things.
I was thinking about just books singing about DA in the first place. Or Drake singing about DA in the first
place. So what was your blank space?
I got it all wrong, so I can't even say it.
No, say it.
I got the premise all wrong.
Say it. You gotta say it.
I was thinking Book was singing about DA, and I was like, oh, that shit would be whack. So I was gonna say whack, but then I was like, oh wait, no, it's Drake. My bad. So I'm all discombobulated. Sure. My bad.
I was just gonna say taller than 5'11", but I don't. No pot shots of Drake. I like that
one. All right. So Lindsay didn't even come close. That was a hot mess. Next time we're going to write this down. It'll be easier to show.
That was a hot mess.
Yeah. Shane.
Yeah. I knew I wasn't going to be good at this game.
Hit us with another blank.
All right. The next one is this, or the Monty-ism that best describes your life is blank.
Okay.
Mine would be reps remove doubt, because clearly I need more.
You got a whole ass rep in at
the beginning of the show. Suggested that. You're right. Lindsay?
I'm going to go everything you want is on the other side of hard, because it was not an easy feat to launch this podcast, but it's worth it. And we're going to have to keep putting in the work in order to sustain and make it exactly what we want it to be.
That's exactly what I had.
Yeah.
Exactly
had. Is that what you had, Jay?
Yeah, that's what I had.
I had don't get happy on the front.
That was my second choice, but I was like, they both work for the same thing, but I was going to go with the hard one.
So you matched two, so congratulations. We have two more of these to go through. Shane, hit us with number three.
Hard work is to CP3 as blank is to Frank Kaminsky.
Oh, boy.
Hard work is to CP3 as blank is to Frank Kaminsky.
We need music under this. So.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with celebrating teammates.
That is, Mike, that is exactly what I was going to say.
Celebrating teammates?
Yeah. Bench celebration.
Frank Kaminsky always celebrates his teammates on the bench. Like, he makes sure that he's, like, loud about it.
Oh, I was just going to say cheese.
I was going to say, like, cheesy.
Well, that too.
I think it all applies. Cheesy dancing. There you go.
I was just going to say loving life. That dude is just, like, the happiest individual when you talk
to him.
He's not,
though. If you ever mention the University of Arizona to him, he's like, you fucking guys.
Well, why would you mention
word
it to him?
He said that to me. I was like, I told him, I was like, hey, you know, I went to U of A. He was like, you fucking guys. And I was like, what?
Every U of A guy is probably an asshole.
Every U of A guy that he's ever met has told him that he went to U of A. So he's probably maybe sick of it.
You base it on one thing. The dude's happy all the time, and you upset him.
The Wisconsin U of A bad blood.
Situation. I mean, no, I don't blame him either. I was like, I went to U of A. He was like, yeah, F you.
I'm like, oh,
okay. I was just going to say loving life. But,
loving life.
But
okay.
This is from an ASU fan, that. So.
That's true. Shane.
I'm surprised nobody said cut off t-shirts or sleeveless t-shirts.
That's fair. That is a good one.
Final one, Shane.
The next one is the Phoenix Suns will blank if, or the Phoenix Suns will blank this season if they blank.
Okay.
Jesus, that's so vague.
Dude, this one's hard.
Could be dirty, too, if you go a certain way.
The Phoenix Suns will blank this season if they blank.
We really need music under this.
The Phoenix Suns will blank this season if they blank. I don't know. I'm just going to put this out here so we can move on.
Yeah.
The Phoenix Suns will win this season if they don't get happy on the farm.
Okay.
I was going to say the Phoenix Suns will win the finals or win a title if they win four games in the finals.
I mean, it's not wrong.
It is factually correct and something that did not happen last year. So
The Phoenix Suns will not hire Espo if they don't listen to this podcast. But
they wouldn't have hired me back anyway. So.
Phoenix Suns will win a title this season if they grow internally. They were right there last year, right there. And Mikal Bridges didn't play that great. Like, they're right there.
I don't know. They just need
to grow internally.
I like that you tried to make this, like, philosophical.
I tried.
Serious. I mean, but
he's
not wrong. He's not wrong.
None of
like
us was technically wrong.
I feel like inside they grew as much as they could.
Look. This is a show that started with a man with a mustache basically swimming on the floor. We should not get philosophical on this program, all right? Let's be honest. I'm not sure whether that segment worked or not. We'll have to talk about it
after. I don't like that segment at all. I think that's a...
We need, like, dry
erase boards. We need a buzzer sound. Do we have a buzzer sound?
We do need a... Can we show the graphic at least one more time? The effort that went into the Taylor Swift graphic at least deserved... Look, that's what made the segment, is a Taylor Swift... Blank space.
I think they just need to be easier.
Yeah.
Can you make it easy?
Like, he was like not filling the blank. It was filling like 45 blanks. The sons will blank if they blank, and then they blank, and then they do blank. Like, what the hell?
How about this?
I just want to dry.
You guys come up with a segment, or go blank yourselves. All right? Gosh. How about that?
That was very well done, sir.
You're welcome. Well done, sir. You're welcome. Like if you want to, we've got our writers filling in some blanks on gophnx.com. If you want to head over there, you can subscribe, become a member today. Last day for free content over there. So again, if you want to read Gerald's sweet, sweet content or any of the sweet, sweet content from any of our other beats, the Wildcats, ASU, Cardinals, D-backs, am I forgetting? Man. Coyotes. How do I forget the great Craig Morgan as well? If you want to go over to gophnx.com.
Dude, Petey's going to be doing some video breakdowns, and I cannot wait for it.
It's going to be great.
I'm telling you, if you're sleeping on Coyotes coverage, please don't, because they have some of the best dudes on that beat, and Leah Morrell, who literally had never picked up a mic until this very point, and she is a natural.
Superstar.
Yep.
Look, if you want all that great content and so much more, there's going to be plenty coming up. Go to gophnx.com. Subscribe. If you do a monthly subscription, you get it for 50 cents for the first month. If you go annual, you're going to get a free T-shirt. Pick the Suns one because we're battling the Coyotes for supremacy in T-shirts. We're actually going to throw the gauntlet down tomorrow on the Coyotes show that we're going to challenge them. We're going to have a scoreboard to see who is pushing more shirts. The losing show is going to have to do something embarrassing. I don't know why.
Oh, man. Awesome. Why didn't you?
Can't wait to go clean a truck tire with my thong on.
Why is
I'm
going to
be sick that
That
day.
Is what Saul. Okay, Saul gets to do that.
That's pretty damn emasculating.
I didn't
mean
it that way. That embarrassing.
This man was prepared.
If that's it,
I was
I'm
on
out.
Dodgeball. It was basically.
Okay. If you subscribe to gophnx.com, we promise you won't have to.
Also,
see
it. Hit us up in the Discord if you have a shirt idea.
Please.
We would
do.
Love to hear it.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're down. If you don't know what the model is, like, we will be dropping merch all the time. So please, please, please hit us up if you have an idea.
Well, that is the show for today, because apparently all those segments went really long, including the blank space filled with dead air. So
I had kind of a blank space during that whole segment. So,
but you know,
It was hard. The first two were a little easier.
Well,
everything
you want is on the other side of hard. So.
Gerald.
Nailed it.
Gerald is bringing the Mic humor. Drop. You can follow Gerald at Gerald Bourget on Twitter. Not the other one, which is the reverse, which is a burner account now.
Yes.
For him.
Don't follow
You can
burner.
Follow Saul at Saul _Bookman. That is not a blank space, so don't try to fill it. All right. And you can follow Lindsay Smith at Lindsay Smith AZ. You can follow me at Espo. You can follow the show at PHNX_Suns. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review. It helps each and every one of us. So until tomorrow, ahoy hoy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.